Okay. Final train.
What time is it out there? It's 8:15. Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense. All right.
All right. A little bit of after show here. Are we all set? We got 5 more minutes? 10 more minutes? Yeah. What? You're looking at Jeb's note?
I'm
back. No, I'm looking at the Navy Times picture.
They did that with just contrails. They didn't have any smoke on or anything like that, and it wasn't. It was just an impromptu. Hey, we're making contrails. Let's draw it.
Okay. All right. Now, use caution. We're in the after show here. It's a little bit more.
Excuse
me. But still.
Hey, we're making contrails. Let's draw an adult appendage.
Yeah. Okay. Sky penis. Huh? Okay. I don't know exactly what to. You know, this is like. Now, apparently the.
But here's the great punchline. Okay.
Yeah.
The Navy initiated a probe.
Oh no! Yeah. All right.
I'm into this.
Is that what it was? It was the Navy that was this where this happened.
Yeah,
well,
the headline alone is like the Navy's probe into sky penis. Okay.
Yeah,
one
okay.
thing about it right. is absolutely, positively, for sure, this is an obtuse subject.
Yes.
Because it's rounded at the free end.
All right. See, it won't let me look at this story.
Oh, you have to open an incognito.
Oh, does that work?
Open link incognito.
All right, let's see if we can do that. We're going to copy.
You know, I started out for incognito once, but I never got there.
In Firefox, I make an incognito. Maybe that's a private window? Let's try that. And paste and open. All right, so far so good. All right, so the Navy Times. Is the Navy Times... No, see, it gave me the foolish thing as well.
Oh, sorry.
I think you guys must actually be signed up. I bet you because of news stuff, you probably don't even realize that you're signed up.
Probably not signed up for Navy
Times. So my main question is the Navy Times...
Never mind. Go ahead.
Is the Navy Times an actual Navy publication, or is it just a publication about Navy stuff?
The latter.
Okay. All right. But... what little I saw of the story before the ad blocker thing kicked in was that did they an investigation? Is that what happened here?
Apparently, it was kind of seen by people on the ground who took pictures. The phone started ringing, and the Navy conducted an investigation and then discovered that an EA-18 Growler crew had been in the area at the time. And they confessed, you know, yeah, we did it. Okay. And all of this was brought to light by a Freedom of Information request from apparently a local newspaper, which was Whidbey Island, Washington State. A local TV station broke the news. But it's not clear to me who conducted the FOIA investigation, who requested it.
Okay.
But there's a lot of great quotes in this.
I finally got it to open on a different browser, and there's quotes in here I don't even dare in the after show, but there's some stuff here. They're going to be lopsided, it says. Okay.
There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, okay. Apparently there are shot glasses commemorating the event, and it birthed memes before the Army-Navy game. Let's see now. But the inside story about this jet crew drew this thing across the clear blue sky of Washington State in 2017. Until now, it was the work of two junior officers with Zappers. Oh, the Zappers is the name of the squadron. They had time to kill. They did this thing. I'm paraphrasing here. Okay. But what I was looking for was how much trouble they got in for doing it.
We have to erect stiff barriers against this kind of misbehavior. It's going to be a hard-fought war, but we can't lick it by being soft.
All right. That's it. We've crossed the line.
Thank you, George
now.
Carlin.
I'm in California.
You can cut all of that out, by the way.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Cut all that out.
I don't know. We'll see. All right. We'll talk about it later. What else is going
on? No, we're not going to talk about it later.
Well, it's okay. What else? I had something else I wanted to talk about. Now I've lost it here. I don't know. I'm in California. I'm having a good time.
Good.
Apparently Will's an awesome host, as are you, Jeb, when I visit down there. But
he's got a tiki bar. Okay, I get it.
He's got a tiki bar. Well, no, you have a lanai. I love your lanai too. Okay. So it's comparable. It's I wouldn't pick one over the other. But and look, the sun actually came out.
Wow, it actually came out here too.
Yeah. A couple of years ago when I was here, the Callings Foundation, they have a handful of warbirds that they travel around the country. And they were here over at Moffett Field while I was here a couple of years ago. And Will was telling me that, coincidentally, they're here again this week. So it's vaguely possible that we'll go check out the
Callings. I remember you had a great time with that last time.
Yeah, because when we did it last time, it turned out Will had a buddy who was one of the pilots of those aircraft. And so we got to go past the velvet rope, so to speak. When you're crawling around inside these things, I think it was the B-25. Yeah. When you're crawling around inside these things, they have a rope across the entrance to the actual cockpit, and you can kind of peer into the cockpit, but you can't go into the cockpit. And because we had a friend in high places, so to speak, we were able to actually crawl up and sit in the cockpit.
I managed to do that out at Palm Springs back in March. Had a great conversation with the I don't know if he helped restore it. He's a mechanic. He did all the radio work on it, this kind of thing. Had a great conversation with him, got his card. Sitting in the cockpit, you're like, oh my God, I can't imagine going to war in one of these things.
That was my first, the very first time I ever crawled into it was a B-17, and I was crawling through the B-17, and I actually got to, climb up into the bubble turret on top.
Right.
And listen to the train.
Yeah.
All right, hang on, I'll be back in a second. Don't go away. So,
wow, low flying locomotive.
Yeah, I know, low flying locomotive. I got to crawl into the top turret gun on the on a B-17, and that combined with the whole experience, which is how small it is in there. But I'm sticking my head up in there. I'm standing up in this turret, and I'm just imagining the incredible chaos it must have been in battle. And to think that, you're going to be up there and trying to shoot this gun and having bad guys zooming around your head. And, I mean, yeah, I exactly what you said, Jeb. Can't imagine what it must have been like to go into combat in that kind of a situation.
Oh, and you got that heated suit plugged into the electrical system. You got your pressure mask on. Multiple layers of sheepskin or lambskin or goatskin because at the altitudes they flew, it was many, many degrees below zero. Yeah, man, that's not my idea of a Sunday flight to a hamburger.
No.
Yeah. So I'm going to do something here just for the final few minutes of this after show that hopefully will work, but also might disconnect us. So hang on here.
You got to put some more meat on that bone.
Yeah. Now, what I'm going to do is, so I've been doing this. Be sure I'm closing the right window here. So I've been talking on my earbuds plugged into my laptop. But Will is back again. He's standing here. And so I wanted to include Will in the last couple minutes of this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unplug my earbuds, which hopefully will then turn over to the speaker and the built-in microphone on my laptop, or it will just kind of make chaos. So here we go. Unplugging now. Here we go. I say something, please.
What? Something. You just blew us all out. I don't know.
Change over a different microphone. Chances are it is a lot louder, isn't it? All right. Well, I'll speak a little less.
I just have a really quick question for you.
Yeah.
What kind of potatoes do you want? Do you want country potatoes or hash browns?
See, now you see what's you guys see what's going on here? All right, he's out here taking my breakfast order. This is
Jack, you can cut this later, but all of you.
whatever kind of potatoes you're making, that'd be good. All right. I was just telling about the Collings Foundation airplanes that we crawled around in way back when, and that was a lot of fun. That was your buddy. He's not still flying with them.
Yeah.
So maybe we get the VIP treatment again.
They're starting the 17th.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. Before we wrap this thing up, anything you guys want to talk about? And that's a no, I take it, huh?
I don't have anything.
Well, I was just trying to decide on my breakfast offer.
Yeah, I know, huh? It's crazy. That's the big difference. You know, like I was saying earlier, and I truly couldn't choose between how much I enjoy visiting here and also Hidden River. But one of the big differences is that, Jeb, you're not a breakfast person, and I am a breakfast person, and Will is a breakfast person. All so, right. Okay. So that aspect of it is a little bit, you know, but anyways.
Yeah, little chocolate donuts.
We have not done that here. I should make brownies or something like that, right? So, anyways. All right. I think that's the end of the after show, I think. Yes.